The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary, who was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. It is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph arose, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and he took Mary into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. For those in Bible study, this gospel is fascinating. The Gospel of Matthew, which is a Jewish gospel, gives us most of the information about Joseph. The other gospels, like Luke's gospel, teaches us more about Mary. But the Jewish Gospel of Matthew is the one that tells us most about Joseph. Now, Matthew being a Jewish gospel, all those who belong to the Church of Matthew were very aware of the fact that Joseph is like a reflection of the Joseph that appears way back in the first book of the Bible, in the book of Genesis. You'll remember this, Joseph. He was a dreamer. And this Joseph in Matthew's gospel has four dreams. And God speaks to him through his dreams. Well, all those in the Church of Matthew are reminded about Joseph way back in the book of Genesis, the first book of the Bible. You'll remember the story of Joseph. Joseph was the son of Jacob. Now, Jacob wrestles with God there in chapter 32 in Genesis. Read that story, fascinating. And his name is changed from Jacob to Israel. He has 12 sons by four different women. He's a pretty lively fellow. Two of them are concubines, and two are his wives, Leah and her sister, Rachel, are his two wives. Rachel is his favorite. She's the younger of the two. And Rachel is the mother of Joseph. She's also the mother of Benjamin. These are the last two of the 12 sons. There's one daughter, but daughter doesn't get much attention. Her name is Dinah. But in a patriarchal society and so forth, the daughter doesn't get much attention. But the last two of the sons, Joseph and Benjamin, are the sons of Rachel. And by the way, when Rachel was giving birth to Benjamin, the youngest, she died in childbirth. And pilgrims, you who are pilgrims, will remember when you're entering Bethlehem, there is the tomb of Rachel. That's where Rachel died. And it's a very sacred place to the Jews. So this Joseph now in the life of Jesus is a reflection of the Joseph, the dreamer, way back in the book of Genesis. You will remember in the book of Genesis, Joseph eventually gets down to Egypt. He's sold off by his brothers who are jealous of him, and he ends up in Egypt, and he's a dreamer. And the Pharaoh in Egypt is fascinated by this dreamer, Joseph. And Joseph becomes very powerful and eventually will save his people because he becomes powerful in Egypt and the Pharaoh. Now, this Joseph appears here, and he is led by dreams. Now, dreams to us probably aren't that important in terms of does God speak to us through dreams. Some people believe that. However, it does say that God speaks to us in extraordinary ways. Feel the presence of God in your life. You know, you'll be pushed around here and things will go wrong, and your expectations will be unfulfilled, and we'll be visited by a virus, and we'll be demanded of, things will be demanded of us, and so forth. And try to capture somehow everything that happens to us into the weaving of God. It's a weaving of God. I look back over my own life, and I was over there, and I was over here, and I didn't want to go there, and they sent me over here. And I look back, it was all the weaving of God. That's it. Everything somehow is involved in the shaping of my life by a mysterious divine providence. So pause long enough to take a second look. Maybe it's your dreams. Don't have to be your dreams. But take a second look at how the providence of God is present in your life. You kind of feel it. You got yourself feeling in your life. And you'll feel that somehow the testing of God, the impediments are merely invitations to look deeper in my life. Inconveniences, moments of grace. Misunderstandings, moments of forgiveness. Impositions on you, moments of generosity. Ah, it's wonderful. Begin to interpret your life following the example of Joseph. He never says anything. Probably a good example for husbands, you know. He just doesn't say anything. He just does what he's told. It's kind of nice in a way. A lot of women might like that about, you know, Joseph would be a good example of a good husband. But nonetheless, capture the weaving of God in your life. Now, it will involve pain and suffering, but I'm following Jesus Christ in my life. And when I follow Jesus Christ in my life, I'm accepting the weaving of God in a mysterious, challenging way sometimes, but this is the way in which I find peace in my soul. It's a wonderful possibility. Everything that happens in life, somehow begin to interpret these things as Joseph did, as God is revealing somehow. Amen.